Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
We start the week cooler and partly cloudy. Morning fog patches can be expected along the escarpment. Pretoria up to 23, Joburg 22, Mbombela, Polokwane and Rustenburg 25, Emalahleni up to 24. And you can get the hourly forecast for where you're going to start your week. It's at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on the weather tab.
Jacques Northnagel has sent in a message saying there's been a fatal collision on the N14 North. I have no further information. If you do know anything, please let me know at jacka_traffic or on the WhatsApp line 084 850 0942.
The Independent Electoral Commission says it needs more information as part of a probe into allegations that the MK party forged signatures to qualify for the elections. The party itself has denied the claims by a former senior official, and he said that his team had used the databases for job seekers in the Cape Metro to get names, IDs and phone numbers, and then forged the signatures for the application list that formed part of the MK party's registration with the IEC. And Dubai has announced that work is underway on a terminal at one of the city's other airports to build that one into the world's largest airport. The plan is for the Al Maktoum International Airport to overtake Dubai International Airport as the largest one in the world that can handle up to 260 million travellers a year. Construction is expected to take up to 10 years. With that, looking at our business news. Saudi Arabia's government warns that the war in Gaza could have an effect on global economic sentiment. A number of mediators gathered in Saudi Arabia for a global economic summit. Saudi Arabia is working towards reaching its ambitious economic reform agenda known as Vision 2030. On Asian markets this morning, the dollar surged past 160 yen for the first time since 1990, fanning speculation that Japanese authorities would step in to support their currency. This comes after a forecast beating US inflation reading dented expectations for US interest rate cuts this year. US Federal Reserve officials are now said to price in only one interest rate cut for 2024. Meanwhile, equity markets rose this morning, and that's after the positive lead from Wall Street. Most of Asia's markets advanced. This morning, a dollar at 18 rand 79, a euro 20 rand 13, a pound 23 rand 53 cents, gold at $2,326.99 per fine ounce, oil at $88.69 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza. More news at 7.
Right, well, let's do the Monday thing and start with the schools. Some big results. Paul Roux continuing their unbeaten start to the year with a 21-7 win over Grey High, though that was out of the province. Here at home, or closer to home, Kez won the first leg of their doubleheader against Jeppe, 38-28. In other selected results, Pretoria Boys just pipping Parktown Boys, 36-35. St Stivians going down 18-12 to Hudson Park, and Ierke Janssen with a pretty good 32-15 victory over Monas. In case you missed it, the Vodacom Bulls and DHL Storm has kept their hopes alive of hosting URC playoffs in what was a good weekend for South African teams. The only blemish was the Emirates Lions' 33-13 defeat against defending champions Munster. Otherwise, the Sharks held their nerve to beat the Scarlets 32-27. The Bulls thumped Ospreys 61-24, and the Stormers outplayed Leinster 42-12. Erling Haaland marked his return with a goal as Arsenal kept the pressure up on league leaders Arsenal with a 2-0 victory over Nottingham Forest yesterday. City are back to within a point of the front runners Arsenal, who won 3-2 at Tottenham earlier on Sunday. Manchester City, though, do have a game in hand over the Gunners, but will probably need to win all of their remaining fixtures to secure a fourth consecutive title. And Bournemouth beat below par Brighton to reach their highest top flight points total. They're up to 48 points, two more than their previous best. And PSG have won their third consecutive Liga 1 title after second-placed Monaco fell 3-2 to Lyon. I'm Colin Jinga.